Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In Colorado, four police officers have lost their jobs after an eight-month-old photo surfaced showing two of them posing in the kind of chokehold used on Elijah McClain, a 23-year-old black man who died after being confronted by police last year. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee has more.
The image shows one officer with his forearm against the neck of another as a third officer stands next to them. They're all smiling. It was taken at the memorial to McClain. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson called the photo reprehensible and said the department has, quote, reset its culture.
I can say that we've made a lot of mistakes, and I am continuing to address those mistakes with transparency and also holding officers accountable.
Two of the officers in the photo were fired and one resigned. Another officer who was sent the picture was also fired for responding. That officer was part of the call that led to McClain's death. Protesters in Aurora have been calling for fundamental changes to the city's police department. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.
More cities and states are walking back their reopening plans as the South tries to stop a runaway spike in new coronavirus cases. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports Nashville has closed bars and called off a fireworks display.
Last week, Nashville mandated face coverings in a last-ditch effort not to go back, but the cases kept coming. Dr. James Hildreth of Meharry Medical College says the spike was predictable as many disregarded social distancing and mask recommendations.
What's happening is a failure of responsibility, so we have 600 cases in a single day. And clearly we can't go on like that.
The state of Tennessee hit a new one-day record for new cases on Friday with more than 1,800. States across the Sun Belt ended the week with new highs for daily averages, nearly 4,500 in Arizona and close to 8,000 in Florida. Current hospitalizations across the South are also reaching new levels. Public officials are intensifying their calls for people to stay home, even on a holiday weekend. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Meanwhile, a surge in cases in Florida has led to the mayor of Miami-Dade County implementing a curfew starting tonight and lasting indefinitely. Beaches are also closed because of the outbreak. French President Emmanuel Macron has named a new prime minister, Jean Castex. And NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more.
Edouard Philippe's resignation is part of a French president's prerogative to reshuffle his cabinet when things don't go well. Macron's party did poorly in recent municipal elections where environmentalists won big. Macron's reshuffle is taking this into account. The French president also wants a new start after the coronavirus.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Macron also wants to win back disillusioned voters after the coronavirus crisis, reverse some of the hard-fought gains earned from moves to liberalize the economy. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Great Lakes water levels continue to be well above average. Lake Michigan and Lake Huron have set high water records every month this year. Interlochen Public Radio's Dan Wanchura has more.
Last month, Lakes Michigan and Huron were nearly 3 feet above average. That broke a record set back in 1986. In fact, all five of the Great Lakes were above their June averages. Drew Grunewald is a hydrologist with the University of Michigan. He says changes in weather patterns is causing more rain in the region, which leads to higher lake levels.
If you think about the question in terms of what provides the best explanation for what's happening right now, a warming planet would provide the best explanation.
Grunewald says precipitation across the Great Lakes has been well above average for the past decade. He says projections show the region will continue to get more rain and warmer temperatures in the future. For NPR News, I'm Dan Wanchura in Interlochen, Michigan.
Air France met with HR representatives today to discuss thousands of job cuts after the pandemic grounded most flights and darkened prospects for future air travel. Union activists protested at the carrier's headquarters at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport, angry that the French government did not require Air France to protect jobs when it got $8 billion in state bailout funds. French media is reporting that the airline is looking to cut 7,500 jobs, mostly through voluntary departures. Airlines around the world are forecast to lose $84 billion this year, and some have already filed for bankruptcy. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.